highlights from week three of the high school football season. It was the 84th edition of the Red Rock Rivalry, and it was all Pella, as heard with Trevor Castle and Randy Sikkema on KNIAKRLS.com, and Turner DeVore and I on 95.3 KNIA.
Left side, Ron Mace, inside the 10, down to the 5, dragging a defender into the end zone. Touchdown, Pella. Ryan Mace, a 12-yard run. First and goal at the 1. Mace goes under center, hands it off, turns around, and into the end zone. Nolan Clayburgh, untouched. Touchdown, Pella. Two wide receivers, one to each side of the formation. Two tight ends, one to each side of the formation. Mace under center, Fuller standing behind him at the 5. Mace turns around, hands it to Fuller, and he walks it in. Touchdown, Pella. Kenson Fuller, a 1-yard score.
Nichols takes a snap. He'll take it himself, and he is in. Touchdown, Knoxville, as the Panthers avoid the shutout and punch it in from 1 yard out by Kieran Nichols. Final score, Pella 42, Knoxville 7. Pella Christian began its quest for a fifth straight district title at Central Decatur. And to say the least, it was a laugher, as heard on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider and J.D. Bohr.
Caden Van Dyke, he's wide open at the 50, makes the catch, off to the races at the 40, to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, as Isaac Kakmarinski finds Van Dyke for 76 yards.
It's first and goal Eagles from the 5. Fake the handoff, Kak all by himself, and he will go in untouched. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, Isaac Kakmarinski from 5 yards out. 2 in the backfield for Isaac Kak. Steps up. Short drop, pass, caught by Geedings, inside the 25, bounces off one tackle, step out for another, inside the 10, the 5, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, what an incredible open field play by Drew Geedings. Shotgun snap, Kak to pass, heaves it far side, has Van Dyke open, that pass is caught at the 50, off to the races at the 40, the 30, the 20, one man to beat at the 10, and he is gone! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, 77 yards. They topped the previous one by 1 from Kak to Van Dyke.
Final score, Pella Christian 42, Central Decatur 6. PCM put its number one ranking in Class 2A on the line at Sheraton on Friday. It was over early as Colton Emsweiler and Jeff Lindsay brought you the biggest boat race of the night on KNIAKRLS.com.
Stock now, Anderson to his right again. Another handoff to Anderson right up the middle. Slips a little bit, but touchdown! Rolled on the field. Aiden Anderson with a short, maybe a 2-yard touchdown to open the scoring on the night. Did slip as he got to about the line of scrimmage, but fell forward just enough with a charger draped on him. That's going to be a handoff to Sage Burns running right up the middle. First down and a lot more. He's looking to get in the end zone. He does! Untouched! Touchdown! PCM! Sage Burns! About a 22-yard touchdown. And now handoff up the middle. This is Anderson. First down and a lot more, making guys miss. He's running towards the near pylon. Untouched. Touchdown, PCM. Aiden Anderson, his second touchdown of the game, 20-0. Both running backs about 2 yards behind him. He's going to look to pass again. It'll be a screen pass, forward pass. And now running with it inside the 20, the 15, the 10, a block downfield. He gets it. He's into the end zone. It is a touchdown. Touchdown, PCM.
Final score, PCM 60, Sheraton absolutely nothing. Indianola had to make a small change in the schedule and found that defending Class 3A champion Western Dubuque willing to drive to South Central Iowa, as heard on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Bowling to his right. Finds some room, takes a shot at the end zone, caught by McGinnis inside the 5, fighting for the 3 to the 2, and he falls down, should be enough for a first down. A nice 15-yard connection between C.J. Keel and John McGinnis. Colton Gordon and Dagan Martin as the handoff goes to Kalerick. He finds a murmur on the right side across the 50 to the 45, to the 40, finds the edge to the 30, cuts back inside, tries to get around the defenders, and it goes all the way up to the 22-yard line, Cale Kalerick. Second and 11 as the teams get back out onto the field of play. Throwing out to the left, it will be a lateral pass. I think that one's on the field. The Indians are going to pick it up. It was a lateral pass. The Indians have it on the far side. It's picked up on the far side, running down the sideline across the 50, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. It's a long touchdown coming up for the Indians.
Jacob Darr
picks it up, and that's the break the Indians needed.
Final score, Western Dubuque 21, Indianola 19. And likely the game of the night was in the hometown of Niall Kinnick. Norwalk and ADM gave the fans a couple of rounds of free football before this one was decided on KNIAKRLS.com with John Mowinkle and Chris Larson.
Clock starts running again, 24 seconds, trips to the far side. Juergens lobs it up to the end zone to Carlson. He hauls it in double coverage. What a catch by Ethan Carlson up and over his defender as the first half is running down. Third and eight as the crowd stomps their feet on these bleachers. Juergens lobs it up, a high pass, far corner of the end zone. Carlson on the run along the back of the end zone. No call yet.
Yep,
touchdown. And it is a touchdown. Yep. Second and goal from the 10. The receivers are split, twins to either side. Juergens, high snap, gets it under control. Over the middle, to the end zone. Nick Marker at the goal line, diving for it. Touchdown, Norwalk. Juergens sends Nick Marker in motion. It's a handoff to Eggers this time. Fights his way forward right at the goal line. Very close. And the official runs in and signals touchdown. Sam Eggers on the ground, lowered the shoulders and rumbled in for the score.
Final score, ADM 50, Norwalk 49. Those were our top-tier highlights from week 3 of the high school football season.